The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So this was playing not too far from Nate Dogg's verse, from his chorus, I mean. This was good intro while you're looking for parking, and now you blast it out of your SUV in high school or whatever when you roll up to the party.
If you had Nate Dogg on your song, it was a banger.
Now,
come on now.
Can it be a hit if Nate Dogg doesn't spit?
Here, I have an answer to that. No.
No, that is a no. Looking for, would have accepted nope or no there or negative. Welcome back, Grant Danny here on The Fan. All early 90s hip-hop, why? Because that's the last time Washington did what it's doing right now. They haven't been 10-5 since 91, where I set a state record for home runs in McLean Little League.
Look nice.
Yeah, it's not a big
nice.
Deal. Yeah, your boy hit nukes. And I gave up one run because an umpire squeezed me. True story. He didn't like my attitude. This is 100% true. Toby Altizer in for Grant Paulson. I brought this up before because it makes me look good. Actually, it doesn't make me look that good. I had a terrible attitude. It was just a whiny, spoiled, irritating kid that always got my way. But I happened to be filthy, throwing low 70s, little snapper, changeup, but I never needed it because I was just blowing people away. Any hoodles, I give a one-run run as a 12-year-old. It's because the umpire decided, I don't like the fact this guy's a zero next to his ERA. He didn't like me. He didn't like coming to my jib, was annoyed at me all the time, was always chirping and whining, complaining, whatever. So no matter where I threw it, ball. I walked, the bases loaded. Walked in a run on three clear strikes. He said, no, just ball. And so it got to the point where the coach goes, okay, you made your point. He gets in an argument with the guy and ended up taking me out of the game. We were winning by a lot anyway. But yeah, so that was the one run I gave up as a 12-year-old. Your boy was filthy. Anyway, the point of the dude's story is Washington beat Philadelphia. You heard that highlight right there. Beautiful throw and catch from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin, who made a great in-air adjustment. So you had the quarterback on that side thought that it was going to be something quick. Yeah, you're looking hot there, right? Where it's like, I'm going to take away the slant or take away kind of a square in because you got a free rusher that's unaccounted for. Nobody thought it was going to be that corner route. And Daniels lofted it up there. McLaurin makes the great adjustment, gets his feet in, touchdown thing of beauty.
Yeah, was that his best throw of the day? I mean, it feels like it reminds you basically almost flip it because it was the other side of that Cincinnati throw,
right?
It was
reminiscent of it, yeah.
Free blitzer coming off that side.
He ain't open when he throws it.
Throws it and lets McLaurin go get it. That one's probably just like the most impressive throw of the day, just in terms of put it in a vacuum. I'd probably say that touchdown throw at the end, just because of the circumstance,
yeah.
And it's perfect. But I mean, that is a moon ball. Like that's the Russell Wilson moon ball. Throw it to the pylon. Let Terry go get it. I just love when you get to see elite athletes do something that they're great at. Jaden throwing that early with anticipation, understanding he's going to get hit, throwing it to a perfect spot, and then Terry. I mean, you can speak that you were a baseball player. I suck at baseball. I suck at tracking anything, catching anything. How hard is it to catch that ball when you're looking dead up over
really
your
hard.
Head?
It's underrated Incredible. How hard it is. He made it look pretty easy. It's not. Going over an opposite shoulder without turning all the way around. In other words, you have to lose sight of the ball to turn your head a certain way. Right? When you see outfielders get themselves turned around, it's because they're terrified to lose sight of the baseball. So when a guy that's really elite at tracking something, say a ball, say it's hit right over your head with spin in the opposite direction that you're anticipating. So if you went back one way and you have to turn the other way, you've seen a number of guys spike themselves, yeah. fall down, land short. It takes that elite ball tracking, as you're talking about, to be able to get to it. And McCorn made it look easy. Yeah, I promise you, that was not easy in the slightest bit. So something else that wasn't easy is a no-brainer piece of legislation where the federal government, and again, we're going to brush politics, big boy pants on, just telling you what happened, okay? Congress, Senate, et cetera, at 1:30 in the morning, as I'm laying in bed about to go to sleep, I get all of a sudden, my phone is abuzz with alerts. And I'm like, okay, cool prank, John. Cool prank, Mike. Cool prank, Grant, Darius, and everybody messing with me. No, no, it's real. Been reported by everybody that 100-0. No objectors.
Crazy.
They go, yeah, you know, we can just do it. We'll get together and take this little tiny thing that only affects a few people and just ram it through because there's no downside to it. Federal government gives a bill that's now on Joe Biden's desk to sign, hopefully he signs it, that says RFK is in control of D.C. There's still a fight to be had, so it's not over with, okay? But it's the biggest step. It's the number one step to any chance. You cannot have any future conversations. You can't appease the Charles Allens of the world, the council member who joined Grant and I last week and said he's opposed to the stadium. There are going to be people that are in the way, okay? But you can't have any conversations with them until this part happened. This is the biggest step.
And by the way, hats off to the Maryland senators for not being those guys, right? Everyone else is fine with it. Everyone lets it go. And Maryland could say, nah, we're the one.
Yeah, it could have been 98-2 or something.
Yeah, yeah. And credit to them. They said, let's roll with it. And, you know, maybe that means they don't end up getting the stadium back in Maryland. So credit to them for not being, a hindrance there for something that so many people in the area want.
Yeah, at the proverbial 11th hour, because again, it was later than that. It was 1:30 in the morning. So whatever you want to call it, this happened. And that was going to be the news of the weekend until Jaden Daniels was like, watch this. So I don't know the answer to this. And I'm asking you guys at 800-636-1067. I am grappling with myself right now. I'm wrestling back and forth. What's the bigger deal to you? What's got you more excited? I'm more excited. It's probably the Eagles game because nothing's done. But think of like what means more in this case, RFK potentially or beating the Eagles with it yesterday. Toby, I'll start with you. What's more impactful? What's a bigger deal in Toby's universe?
So for me, the RFK thing was never as huge a deal as a lot of people that are older than me, and admittedly, I'm young. So I go back to what Joe Theismann said before the Army Navy game when I forget who he was on with, but he mentioned basically saying, this is a chance to unify the fan base because my generation doesn't care. My generation just wants a new stadium. Build it at Landover, build it at RFK. Mm-hmm. If it were to, you know, if there was any chance it was in Virginia, we don't really care. Just build it there. But I think having the ability to put it back at RFK, where I talk with family members that grew up in the area that are diehard fans, they talk about how special RFK was. I've heard you talk about how special RFK was. And just everybody that's talked about how special that site is. I think Joe Theismann's right that it's a unification there where the older generation that so badly wants it at RFK, my generation that just build me a new stadium, it's a way to bring them together where you give my generation the new stadium that they're craving, but you bring back the older fan base that just so badly wants it where they've had so many great memories. So I think that's really important. So me personally, Eagles game. Like that to me is the most important thing. But I think getting back to that RFK side, I understand for so many people that, you know, because they'll look at me and say, you don't understand. And you're 100% correct. I do not understand.
You're acknowledging that, yeah.
I've only been to RFK, I think, once in my life for maybe a Nats game, right? So, like, I fully understand that I don't get the extent of how much RFK means to the area. But I think the ability to go back there and what Joe Theismann said of uniting those sorts of factions of the fan base, the older with the younger, I think is so important. So I understand it's so important for a lot of people, but for me, it's the Eagles game.
Mark in Arlington, what's a bigger deal in Mark's universe, RFK or beating the Eagles?
It's RFK. I am part of that old school Washington sports fan. RFK Stadium from the time I was a kid was a magical place to go to, and it does unify the city. It does. It'll be a great development for the city, and it will beat any site Maryland or Virginia has. So it's got to be RFK.
Mark, thank you, buddy. Let's go to Greg in Culpeper. What's a bigger deal in Greg's universe, beating the Eagles or RFK?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Commander Danny.
That's a good bit, Greg. Well played. Well played.
Hey, it's important for me right now. Is it's Christmas, and we attended the game yesterday. And that win really meant a lot. We took my wife's uncle, mm-hmm. and he has Down syndrome, and the hospice area in our area gave him 4 tickets. And
that's great.
So for him to receive a Christmas gift as he received yesterday, he's a longtime fan. That was the icing on the Christmas cake, so to speak. So,
yeah, can't beat that. Appreciate the phone call, man. There's no wrong answer to this, by the way.
Yeah.
Because awesome things happened. Great things happened late night Friday, and then Sunday was incredible. I don't begrudge anybody if you got a personal story about one or the other. It's hard to choose here. For some, it's not, and that's fine, too. Mo and Largo. What's up, Mo? Merry Christmas to you, buddy. What's a bigger deal in Mo's world?
Merry Christmas, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, bud.
Personally, it's the Eagles. Them going back to RFK... honestly, really means nothing to me. And if you give me a minute, I'd like to speak about it because I really don't understand why everybody is so caught up on the RFK site. First of all, it's not going to be the same experience. This area isn't the same, mm-hmm. okay? And as far as traffic is concerned, coming into Benning Road with all of these people in this area with a new stadium, it would be a nightmare. Now, granted, you have Metro underneath it, mm-hmm. but the nostalgia of what it was will not be what it will be. I mean, I think we just need to let it go and just find a better site that works for everyone because – I grant it, a lot of people want the stadium to be there, but the majority of those people are probably visiting the site once, twice, maybe 3 times a year. But there will be a lot of people displaced if that stadium goes back to where it was. That's just how I feel. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate you, dude. Always love Mo's perspective. So a couple of bits of pushback there. Yeah, traffic's a problem. No matter where you put a stadium,
correct.
When you've got an influx of people that's way more than normal, you're going to have issues. You need smart people to design something better than it is now. That's empirical, period, end of story. Nobody's displaced, I don't think, right? It's not as if a bunch of houses are there now. It's an empty eyesore of condemned land, basically, that needs to turn into something. So that's the only thing I would push back on. But the thing I think is 100% right about, by the way, is we're chasing something that can never be again. In other words, the team was unbelievable in an era before modern free agency, where, you know, Gibbs would just keep 10, 11, 12, 15 guys stashed away on practice squads at the end of the roster to have full contact practices deep into December, which gave him an advantage over a lot of people. There are now rules that quite literally prevent all of the stuff that he used to do. So it's a different game in more ways than one. But to me, even beyond that, like the stadium bouncing, that's actually not code. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be condemned.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore. So it'll never be the same experience to most points. So we're chasing a bit of a ghost. But to me, that doesn't change that a centrally located among the fan base, where everyone's got to sacrifice a little bit. Locals have to sacrifice the fact that now it's in your backyard. You may not want that influx of 75,000 people on a game day, sorry, or a concert or event. That's not what you signed up for. There's your sacrifice. Maryland folks got to travel a little bit more. Virginia folks have to continue to travel. Everyone's got to give a little bit to get kind of the best compromise.
Yeah, and I mean, he says like the best location. I don't know that Landover's the best location for everybody. I don't know that there is a great location for everybody. It's like you said, everybody's going to have to sacrifice a little. But I think, you know, the RFK site for a lot of people, I don't want to speak for them, but it feels like to me that a lot of people feel like so much has been ripped away from them, right? The name, the uniforms, just so many things have been ripped away from them. It could be a way to get a little bit of that stuff back, even if it's not going to be the same RFK going back to that site. Also, too, it's just cooler when stuff is in the city. Right, it is. It's just cooler when the team that you cheer for is in the city, even if it adds a little traffic, even if it's a little more hectic. Also, too, you know, he mentioned the Metro being right there. I think that takes away some of the traffic, too. If I'm going to a game at RFK, I probably take the Metro there. I know that's not maybe not going to be the majority, but I think that gets rid of some of the traffic. I'm not taking the Metro to FedEx.
Yeah, I mean, the New Orleans, where we just were, and I know we still got more calls. I'm going to jump to them, is the perfect example. There's not a ton of parking there, but it's still because there's so much there. It's only a, you know, it's a mile exactly from the French Quarter. There's underground parking, which kind of limits the tailgate, but they put this kind of big gathering place that's inside of a barrier, meaning you show your ticket out there and then you get in. Now you're in the party. You want to go in, you go in. You want to stay out, you stay out. You can go out in the middle of the game to this area. It's really thoughtful and well played out, and I think that's something that, you know, Washington should consider. Real quick, let's go Brandon in Kensington. What's a bigger deal in your world, RFK or beating the Eagles?
I don't know, man, but I'm still waking out to the rap song you're all playing.
You're darn right,
15 minutes ago.
You're darn right, sir.
It is a rap song. I wonder what Charles Barkley would think about what's going on with the Skins these days, you know?
Brandon, that's a fair question. Not today. We're doing that tomorrow. Are you in tomorrow, by the way, Toblerone?
I'm not.
Okay, fine. We do this segment, and you're trying to do it a day early, Brandon. I appreciate you. Thank you. We do the all request line tomorrow. I do a bit where we do it for about an hour, where people can call, they pick the voice, and they pick the topic.
I love that.
And I will do it in the voice.
I love
that. We do this because our old producer, Brendan Dar, hated it. That's why we started doing it.
I love it even more.
And that was the whole point. It's to troll him. We always tell him we're doing it, and he pretends he does. He pretends, I liked it. He didn't. He hated it. And that's why we did it. Joe in Falls Church, last word on this. RFK or beating the Eagles, what's a bigger deal in your world?
Oh, I have to go both, because do we remember 2015, day after Christmas, beating the Eagles in Philly. That has, like, now we're topping that. We get the double whammy of going back, potentially going back to RFK and beating the Eagles. Like, I can't imagine it. It's incredible.
So, you got a tie. I'll take that, Joe. Appreciate you, dude. 4 o'clock, Beltway Blitz time. Then we got a little double play next, though. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We've got some stuff prepared. This, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I've got a sports figure I've got to talk about for the double play. Okay, this one is a big deal, a little bit personal, so I'm going to make it my double play, but we got the Beltway Blitz at 4, Jay Gruden joins us at 5, plenty more show content, don't go anywhere.